As of today, Ford has a new CEO. The automaker announced that Jim Hackett is taking over from Mark Fields. Ford's stock price has dropped around 40% since Fields became CEO 3 years ago. And last week, the company announced that it's laying off 10% of its salaried workforce. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money and her podcast, Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So why this leadership change at Ford?
I think this is a stop the bleeding moment for the board of directors. Now, you mentioned that the stock is down almost 40% since Fields has been in place almost 3 years. But let's just look at the 1 year. Over the past year, we've seen Ford stock drop by over 17%. And you compare that with, say, GM, which is up 7%. So we can't just blame this on the industry slowing down in car sales. There are some very specific things going on at Ford. Sales down 25% this year. Profitability in the first quarter down 30% from a year ago. And maybe the most important issue, the board really was worried that Ford was lagging in innovation. And I think that is a critical issue.
Well, and actually, we talked to Mark Fields about that last year. We talked to him about whether Ford was doing enough in the world of autonomous vehicles. And he said Ford is planning to develop a self-driving car by 2021. Here he is.
And as we go out, our estimation is by the time we get to 2030, one in every five vehicles could be an autonomous vehicle. And so we think it's going to change the dynamics quite greatly, particularly in urban areas. And that's why we want to be a leader in this area. And we've been working on autonomous vehicles for over 10 years.
So he's talking about it there, but clearly Ford decided that he wasn't doing enough in this area. How does Ford do compared to other automakers when it comes to self-driving cars?
Well, remember, we're not just comparing Ford to other automakers. There are other companies that are doing this, right? So we know, of course, General Motors has been testing self-driving cars, but so is Google. And I think a big problem here is that we talked a little bit earlier about that Ford is not as profitable as it once was. Well, that's been an issue because they don't have enough money to pour into innovation. And clearly, this is a big problem. And I think that until they start dealing with that innovation gap, they will be late to the game.
There was also the news last month that Tesla is now more valuable than Ford. Did that play into this?
Well, I mean, I couldn't have felt good, right? But, you know, Tesla's market cap is about $50 billion. Ford's is $44 billion. But let's remember what this is all about. This is about the future, right? Because last year, Tesla only sold 76,000 cars. Ford sold 6.7 million. But that does tell you that the marketplace, especially investors, put a huge premium on what you're doing to position yourself for the future. Listen, clearly, we know that Jim Hackett, who is the new CEO, this is going to be his complete focus, but you can't let your core business go astray either.
And is that core business going to be done more in Mexico? We know that Ford decided earlier this year to scrap plans for a new plant in Mexico after criticism from President Trump, but it turns out they've actually shifted some production to plants in Mexico.
Yeah, I think that look, Ford's really going to be focused on cuts. We know they're trying to save $3 billion a year. We've seen 1,400 people are going to be laid off. This plant being shuttered in Mexico is just that they weren't selling enough small cars that they plan to produce. So you know what we're going to have to see is whether we can take some of those savings, shift it into the development of the next generation of automobiles and trucks.
That's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Jill, thank you.
Take care.